77 WABC. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe with Laura Smith. So grateful to be here, as always, smack dab in the middle of your weekend and bringing you fascinating people, fascinating conversations and things you'll want to know, and also that change the world. This is often what we call the above and beyond segment, where we go to a group, an organization, or a person who is doing just that, living their lives above and beyond the call. And I have been literally for over a year talking in my mind about getting this group on. And then I said the other day, it's got to happen today, because I realized that Holocaust Remembrance Day is coming up very shortly. And so this was the perfect time to have this wonderful organization and this fabulous person. She is the founder of what is called the Survivor Mitzvah Project. Her name is Zane Busby. Really a comedy writer in Hollywood for many, many years, writing sitcoms, but she has founded this incredible, incredible organization, and I'm just so grateful to have you on. Zane, welcome to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
So, I first of all, before we get into your organization, which I think is, you know, obviously changing lives all over the world of these Holocaust survivors, let's talk about the Remembrance Day and bring to the conversation whatever you feel that we need to be reminded of. How many Holocaust survivors are left in the world? Is there a number?
There isn't an accurate number, but there's over 250,000 in Israel, and there are hundreds of thousands spread across Eastern Europe.
So it's more than people probably realize.
Many more than people realize. I mean, these are people, you know, the oldest are over 100, the youngest are in their late 70s, but there are people scattered all across Eastern Europe who are survivors of the Holocaust.
What would you, as someone who is Jewish, who is dear to this, this cause is so important, what would you think that you want the general public to remember, to know about the Holocaust, the survivors, at this point in time? I mean, for the younger generations, we're still teaching it in school, thank goodness. But what do you think we need to still understand about it that we maybe seem to forgetting? What would you like us to know?
Well, at this point in time, you know, and Yom HaShoah, which is Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is the remembrance of those who perished, I'd like everyone to remember those who survived. You know, we honor those who perished, but what about their family members? What about those who by some miracle survived this slaughter? These are the people the world has forgotten. You know, there are survivors scattered all across Eastern Europe now who are elderly, ill, alone, destitute, forgotten, and they urgently, urgently need our help. They need food, heat, and medication, and we're at an incredible moment in history. The last moment in time when we can actually do something about the Holocaust. Because in 1939, the world turned its back on these people, but now we can help. We can finally make a difference and give these people the comfort, care, and dignity that they deserve. You know, these are really the last generation of Holocaust survivors, and we are the last generation of people who can help them.
That's right. And so have any countries or governments actually done anything systematically to help the survivors of the Holocaust?
Yes, in certain countries. I mean, Germany has reparation programs. They also support Holocaust survivors, sometimes just by a one-time only allowance, and sometimes for the people stuck in Eastern Europe, they don't get anything. Other countries have small programs, but a lot of this money is always caught up in all kinds of red tape. And what the shame of it all is that it won't be unraveled in their lifetimes.
That's unbelievable. So you're saying they give them like a one-time allowance. Is this like, you know, is this a couple thousand dollars, or is this, you know, like...
It really depends. I mean, some of the survivors, not necessarily the ones we help, because we really help people who have no other lifeline, but there are people who get, I mean, it's a very long involved process. They might get a couple of thousand dollars one time only, and that could help them through a year or two, but, you know, then what? It's not like here when people can get a stipend that continues on in their life, or in Israel, they can get a stipend. So the people in Eastern Europe, most of the countries, Ukraine, Belarus, Lithuania, Moldova, Slovakia, they don't have programs for these people. They're just, these people are out there twisting in the wind. If you can imagine being 90 years old, no family, living in some remote village, everyone you know and loved was murdered, and you have no medical insurance, you're ill, you're elderly, you used to grow your own food, now you can barely walk, you have no food, you have no heating fuel, you can't make repairs on the house that you built with your bare hands out of mud and straw bricks. There's no health insurance, there's no government aid, there's no social services. It's really a terrible situation for these people who are heroes. They survived. They're an amazing group of people with amazing stories to tell us.
It never ceases to amaze me when I think about how and what they endured and how they've gone on to live honest, dignified lives. Through everything that they've been through. I mean, and you must now, because of your organization, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, have probably heard every bad, horrible story that ever was, of the worst of the worst, and yet these people somehow have maintained their humanity. What is the thing?
You know, what really speaks to me is that these people have an incredible belief in kindness and compassion as the most important things in life. Now, they don't have possessions. All their possessions were taken from them. Most of them don't even have a photograph of their parents. They don't even remember the faces of their brothers and sisters. But they believe in kindness and compassion as the most important thing in life. Things are not important. Material things are not important. And they always say, you know, if you can put a kind hand on a shoulder, if you can say a kind word, if you can help someone, well, you're doing the best thing in life. Because as one woman said, on your deathbed, you won't be sitting there going, oh, I wish I had bought more clothes. You know, you'll be sitting there going, why didn't I stay in touch with so-and-so?
Right.
Why didn't I reach out to, you know, my cousin? Why didn't I spend more time with my family and friends? So these are the important things, the human moments in life. And they have a lot teach us about that, even after all they've been through.
After all they've been through. And Zane, just in getting to know so many of these wonderful people, the Holocaust survivors, are you able to surmise in your own mind what you think is the one or two or three things that the people who were able to survive, is there any kind of current that runs through all of them that you think helped them to be a survivor? What was it that allowed them to endure what they endured?
I mean, there are so many thousands, hundreds of thousands of stories, and each one is different. They have, a sheer accident, a stroke of luck, you know, being at the right place at the right time. Many of them say they had a dream where a relative or a mother came to them in a dream and said, run or go here, or, you know, all kinds of things that you wouldn't expect. But they all have an incredible belief in hope that things will get better. And so no matter what happened to them, they had that hope that things would someday be better.
Right. Zane Busby is my guest, and she has founded the most incredible organization that we are going to really deep dive into when we come back. It's called the Survivor Mitzvah Project. And as we are on the real, on the cusp, on the eve of what is Holocaust Remembrance Day, Zane brings up an incredible point. It's not only a day to remember the loved ones that were murdered all those horrible years ago, but it's a time to remember the survivors, and there's hundreds of thousands of them in the world still, and we need to focus on them and highlight them. So when we come back, more with Zane Busby of the Survivor Mitzvah Project. We're going to hear about this incredible organization and what it does when we come back. You're in the Saturday Cafe with Laura Smith. Stick around.
You're listening to the Saturday Night Cafe on 77 WABC. Now back to Laura.
77 WABC. Welcome back to the Saturday Cafe with Laura Smith. I am so very grateful to have a wonderful woman. Ironically so, not only has she founded the Survivor Mitzvah Project, which is an incredible organization we're going to hear about now, that helps the survivors of the Holocaust especially right now as we are getting ready to have the Holocaust Remembrance Day. So it's important every day of the year, but this is the day that the world takes pause and really takes a look at it. Zane Busby is my guest. She's also a television director of comedies and sitcoms in Hollywood. What a stark contrast, Zane, you must have going from your daily life of making millions of people laugh to the Survivor Mitzvah Project, which is just must be the most heart-wrenching work on the planet. Welcome back to the show.
No, well, you know, it is a stark contrast. I mean, if anything, I'm known for comedy. I started as an actress. I did crazy movies like Up in Smoke and Spinal Tap, and then I switched to directing, and I've directed hundreds of sitcoms. But it may be my sense of humor is what keeps me going, because now I have one foot in the Holocaust and one foot in comedy.
Wow.
You know, because I'm a director, I had this two-week vacation a couple of years ago, and I made a roots trip to Eastern Europe to visit the birthplaces of my grandparents. And there I found elderly and destitute Holocaust survivors in their 80s and 90s in dire circumstances, living in tiny huts, digging up potatoes so that they would have a winter food supply. They were in need of food and heat and medication, and really just in need of someone to say, hello, we remember you, we haven't forgotten you. Mm. And when I returned to L.A., I just couldn't get these people out of my mind. I mean, who was going to care for them? How could they face the challenges of old age and illness with just no one around to help them? And so I looked for an organization that was providing them with direct and continuous financial aid and couldn't find one, so I started the Survivor Mitzvah Project, which is just a grassroots effort to bring them immediate and continuous emergency aid. Uh-huh. So from those original 8 survivors, I'm proud to say that we now help over 2,000 survivors in 8 countries, including Belarus, Latvia, Slovakia, Ukraine, Moldova, Estonia, Lithuania, parts of Russia. But this list continues to grow, and I wish we had the funds to help them all. But we don't, because the need really exceeds our capacity to help all who are suffering. So we're kind of reaching out to everyone to let them know there's still time to help these people. They can be part of something really life-saving and special, and they can support an elderly Holocaust survivor and save a life.
Absolutely incredible. I watched the video that you've provided that talks about the Survivor Mitzvah Project, and it really is just incredibly heart-wrenching and unbelievable, the work that you're doing. I mean, these people are old and, like you said, destitute and living in extremely dire situations, these homes, the poverty and the smiles on their faces, though, as you go, because you personally visit them, right? Yes. Zane, and do you take a group along with you now, or is it just you?
Well, what we do is we visit them, and we hand over the money that people donate. 100% of every outside donation that comes into our project goes directly to an elderly Holocaust survivor. So when I go there, I usually either meet a guide there, or maybe I'll take one person here to help me film them, because I'm collecting their stories so that we have a record of these people, that they live. Because most of these people are from the former Soviet Union. We have a lot of Holocaust literature, thousands upon thousands of books and courses and educational things about the survivors who were in the concentration camps and in Central Europe. But the stories about the people who went east, the people who ended up in Asia, the people who ended up in Russia, who ran to the forest, you know, we don't have barely anything. There's just a few books that have recently come out. So these stories are just absolutely unbelievable. Each one is a feature film. And so that's what I do. I go over there and, because I promised them I would meet them, you know, from the 8 original people, I suddenly had more and more people, and I started looking at their birth dates, and I said, oh my goodness, you know, 1905, 1907, 1911, I better get over there again and meet some of these people. So I try to go every year to some country and bring with me as much money as possible that we've collected, and little gifts for them, and try to see their surroundings to get a better handle on what exactly they need and their personal stories, and get them told as well.
It's just so moving. And again, if you go to YouTube and if you type in the Survivor Mitzvah Project, You can watch this video that shows Zane in action with these incredibly beautiful people who are just so old and have endured so much, and the smiles that you bring to their faces, it's just remarkable. And I'm so grateful that, you know, we have the platform of the radio stations. WABC Radio can be heard in 38 states on a clear night, and I hope everybody listening tonight really is moved by this. The Survivor Mitzvah Project, that gives money and aid to the survivors of the Holocaust that are living in extreme poverty and illness over in Eastern Europe and other countries as well. And Zane Busby is taking the money there. Are you able to continue, like, if you give money to some, like, say, an 80-year-old woman over there, are you able to continue to send it to her? Or do you just bring it once a year?
Absolutely. We have boots on the ground over there. For the countries that have Western banking, we can send them a check. For other places, we send money to one of our representatives who then goes door to door to check on people and deliver the money. So it's an incredible project, because the Holocaust is steeped in death, but the Survivor Mitzvah Project is about life. Uh-huh. And we're trying to help these people. If people want to go to survivormitzvah.org, they can watch the video there, they can donate there, they can read letters from some of the people, because these people have incredible stories. And what we're trying to do is write a more hopeful final chapter of the Holocaust.
Right.
One of friendship, one of kindness, one of love, one of hope.
How amazing these people are, with everything they endured, to see them smile the way they do and the love just pouring out of them. It just amazes me. It truly is the symbol and the sign that humanity, at the end of the day, is really good, and these people are living testaments of the triumph over evil, of love triumphing over evil. I'm so grateful to have you again. Let's tell everyone that the website where they can donate and get, it's a full tax deductible, because you're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can donate money to survivormitzvah.org, and mitzvah is spelled M-I-T-Z-V-A-H. Mitzvah, like doing a mitzvah, which is a good deed, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Survivormitzvah.org, and you will be helping Zane take care of these elderly and often forgotten survivors of the Holocaust. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for dedicating your life to this, also making us laugh with your Hollywood work as well. But what you're doing with the Survivor Mitzvah Project is truly just above and beyond. Thank you
so much. I'm inviting everyone to join us. You know, join us and help someone.
And don't make it just one day a year, the Holocaust Remembrance Day. Make it every day of the year that you're thinking of these people. Thank you so much, Zane Busby, the founder of the Survivor Mitzvah Project, which helps take care of the destitute survivors of the Holocaust. We need to do this. It's something for everybody, no matter what your race, religion, or culture. This is something the world should definitely step up for. SurvivorMitzvah.org is the website, SurvivorMitzvah.org. Thanks so much. We're in the Saturday Cafe with Laura Smith, and we'll be back after this.